If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Some exotic booze. There's a bar in far Bombay.
All right, people. Christmas is past. New Year's is past. It is now 2019. Happy, happy, happy New Year. But for me, a happy New Year includes the joy of looking ahead to the wonderful places I know I'm going to go this year. There's also another joy, and that's all the surprises of places I'm going to be, and I don't even know about it yet. But part of the joy of traveling, when it's just for a little impulsive group, immediate family, couple of friends, is looking ahead to something you're planning. Now, if you're planning something for a group of people, you probably have to be less impulsive because it's hard to get 10 or 20 or 50 or more people sorted out by making a couple of phone calls and saying, why don't we all go away this weekend? That becomes a little more cumbersome. And you're probably looking for some place that maybe you've never been to, or if you have been to, you haven't been to in a long time. Let me make a suggestion. And the suggestion is, pay close attention over the 3 hours coming up, because I'm taking you to Crystal River, Florida. And we're going to do that right after this.
This weather report is brought to you by the Curaçao Tourism Board. The long-range weather forecast for the north coast-to-coast calls for snow, sleet, icy rain, slippery roads, and a wind chill factor well below freezing. The long-range forecast for Curaçao calls for warm and sunny today, warm and sunny tomorrow, next month, and the months that follow, with highs around 86 degrees and lows around 76. Isn't it time to plan your breakaway in Curaçao now? Learn more at Curaçao.com. That's Curaçao.com.
I know you know Miami. I know you know Tampa. You probably even know Sarasota, which I always get confused with Saratoga. I have to think twice before I speak to know that I'm speaking about the right place. Do you know Crystal River? There's a chance you might not. But I promise you, by the end of this weekend, listening to Travelers 411 and listening to Travel with Stephanie Abrams, you will have heard 6 hours and just scratching the surface of what there is to see and do and where to see and do it in Citrus County, where you'll find Crystal River, Florida. And I am delighted to be on location at the plantation on Crystal River. What a marvelous place. And John Pritcher, the director for tourist development for Citrus County, Florida, has come over to join me, so we can become experts together, because this is my first time, and I know already it's not going to be my last time here in Citrus County and certainly here at Plantation on Crystal River. Thank you so much for making the time to come over and visit with us, John.
Well, absolutely. I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
How long have you been with the tourist development for Citrus County?
For Citrus County, just over a year, but I have over 20 years as in tourist development.
Were you before?
I was in Gainesville, Florida for all that time. So tourism really is the only job I've ever had of note. I mean, I entered a temp ad, and so I was stuffing envelopes and answering the phones
in Gainesville.
And
that's how that started.
It's how I started.
It's like starting in the kitchen at a resort.
Very much. So I did that long enough so I could qualify with enough clerical experience, even though I have a degree in recreation from the University of Florida. But that didn't count for that job. So I worked long with that. And then I worked my way. I did all the jobs. I did sales. I did budgets and contracts. And eventually I was the director of the office before I came here.
And what was the name of that office?
That's Visit Gainesville. And it's very similar to the makeup of this office. It's a county office, so we're part of the government. But I always like to say we're part of the government, get to say yes a lot, as opposed to codes enforcement or some of the other partners, parts of the county, which I really would, I don't want any part of their jobs. I really like what I get to do because I do get to say yes quite a bit.
Well, and not only that, I was having a conversation just last week with somebody. Actually, it was one of the editors for my TV show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams. And by the way, people, it airs to 40 million households. Check your local listings, see if you can pick us up in your area. And if you have Roku, scroll around until you come to the Biz TV channel. Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams broadcasts Sundays from 5 to 6 p.m. East Coast time. So count backwards or forwards wherever you're listening to us. But this editor has worked on all kinds of things and a lot of medical stuff. And a lot of stuff about diseases, for presentations at conferences where they show some video something and whatever. And the editor said to me, "You have no idea how much I love working on your shows." Because they're all about travel. They're all happy. They're upbeat. It's a great subject area, which makes travel, tourism, and hospitality a wonderful industry to be in. And even when I meet people, and I had this conversation with somebody else last week who was complaining about having more to do than any one person should be responsible for, which is rampant in the travel industry. It probably is in other industries too, but that's where my experience lies. And I said, years ago, I remember a fellow, for those of you in the travel industry listening, Tony Musto worked for Eastern Airlines, then went to a cruise line. He was in the air seat department. And I was on the phone with him one day, and there were like 16 people coming in interrupting with questions. And I'm sure, John, you have the same thing.
Yes.
In what you do. And Tony said, may he rest in peace. Tony said, "How much is one person supposed to be responsible for?" And I said, "Tony, you ready to quit and go somewhere else?" And he said, "Not a chance." We don't leave this industry, do we?
No, only for other destinations.
I mean, that's it. You don't leave the industry, though.
Right. Sometimes you may jump the other side of the fence and be on the sales side for media companies that are talking in the travel industry, but generally, it's the one you find, and it's very rewarding and entertaining.
So, was the Gainesville job your first job in the industry, or were you fresh out of school?
Well, it was my first job. I played baseball for a while professionally. So
minors, majors.
I made it to Double A a couple years in Double A. So
I have no idea what that means.
That's halfway.
Oh, okay. What team were you playing for?
I was with they changed their name somewhere. It was the California Angels at the time. Now it's still the Angels, but I don't know if they're Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim or the LA Angels. I'm not exactly sure what they're calling themselves these days, but it still ends
with
Angels.
You.
Yeah, so I was I think I was smarter than I was talented. So at some point, at some point, talent wins, and so it went, it won when I got to double A. When all of a sudden, that's you're seeing. I saw a lot of guys that went on to play on television, and so, but yeah, no, it was a lot of fun. I saw a lot of the country by bus at night. but it's not something. It's nothing. I would trade it for anything. I mean, it's just so. Yeah, so yeah, so I'm kind of about 4 years behind my friends in terms of when they started work and when they started families and
yeah,
things
but
like
look
that.
What they missed.
Right, that's right. They they missed Modesto, California, Visalia.
I happen to know Modesto, and not only do I know it, but Travel with Stephanie Abrams is heard. On K something, I can't tell you what this radio station is. Oh, it's a TV station that carries my radio shows.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, on Biz Talk Radio Network. Yeah, out there in Visalia, Modesto, and Fresno. That whole
Some of those towns still have teams. Not all of them do because there was a right as I was leaving baseball. That's when all the minor leagues team started building these really nice stadiums. That was the boom on that, and so some of the smaller towns they lost their team because another community had enough money to build a stadium.
Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back. This is Stephanie Abrams talking about Citrus County, Florida. Don't leave me.
All my sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn.
Ah, Curaçao. The Dutch island with Caribbean and South American flavors blended to tantalize taste buds of foodies, connoisseurs of fine liqueurs, seekers of secluded sandy beach coves for lovers, and lovers of water sports, history buffs seeking European immersion in world history and its UNESCO heritage city. Shopping for the most sophisticated brand seekers and unique creative handcrafts of Curaçao's artists and artisans. With challenging Lynx golf courses, including one voted 2018's best golf course in the Caribbean by USA Today, and an island with world-class sightseeing experience in abundance. Sun and sand? Lots of it. Year-round, wrapped in warm breezes. Curaçao has everything you want on your next holiday. Visit Curaçao.com and visit Curaçao. A warm welcome awaits you. That's Curaçao.com.
Have you ever spread rumors? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Since its publication, my new novel, Rumors, has consistently received 4- and 5-star ratings from book reviewers and smashing comments about it being a juicy intrigue, a fast-paced read worth rereading, and a compelling story filled with love, lust, mystery, greed, and a whodunit, all wrapped up in rumors that sweep through a community. One review starts out with the words, "Holy wow!" You can find Rumors in print and ebooks at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and booksellers globally. The first copy of Rumors was sold in Australia last month. You can read the first 7 chapters by clicking on Rumors' book cover at Amazon, which you can reach directly by going to sabrams.com/rumors. That's sabrams.com/rumors. Rumors. Read it or we'll start rumors about you.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free price information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Movies show travel itineraries with dots on maps. I want to do better than that and take you traveling by TV. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Join me on Sundays on my new show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Plan to sit right beside me. We'll explore travel for fun, business, reunions, weddings, honeymoons, families, and sports adventures, reaching homes in Boston, New York City, Miami, Orlando, Tampa, Dallas, Houston, Nashville, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and more cities across America. Our affiliate TV stations are listed at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog. And at biztv.com. Let's take off traveling together when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays. Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners, and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over 5 decades, Serendipity 3 is open 7 days a week at 11:30 a.m., open until midnight Sunday through Thursday, and till 1 a.m. Friday and Saturday. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel, Rumors, from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on deals and look for See New York and save 15%.
Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down. You're rocking the boat.
And as I laughed at those passengers a great big wave.
Time for more travel talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted to have with me John Pritcher. He's the director for tourist development for Citrus County, Florida. And so his job is to reach you. And my job is to help him do that. Because we all need to know more about what is Citrus County, exactly where is it located, and why should we choose it not only from other places in the nation to visit, but other places in Florida. First, give us a real good geographical sounding, John, on where is Citrus County.
Okay, we are on the Gulf Coast. We're about an hour and 20 minutes north of Tampa, and maybe an hour and a half west of Orlando. So those are your two major airports to get to us. Personally, I fly in and out of Tampa just because Orlando is always such a struggle. It's just such a busy airport, but Tampa is really, and the flights
and
are about
the same.
And if
you don't really want to fly with children, you're probably better off flying out of Tampa.
Absolutely. It's just
that's always my concern.
If children in tow, the experience at Tampa is much, much easier. The crowds are less, and honestly, the prices are about the same.
Oh, it's a very competitive.
Absolutely.
It's a promotional.
Yeah.
You got enough competition going on
right,
there.
Right, yeah. And all the things come in and out of there. So,
yeah.
But yeah, so it's an easy drive. From Tampa, it's all interstate or toll road. Same thing from Orlando. The majority of it puts you on the turnpike to get here. And so it's really either way is an easy drive to get to us.
So Florida has a great diversity. You know, every region within Florida is so different from every other region. I mean, they are each distinctly unusual, having their own features and benefits for the traveler. What is it about Citrus County that our audiences really need to put on their must-visit list? Why come here?
Well, our biggest hook is the manatees. That is our first and foremost promotional vehicle. Is when we talk about things to do, because the manatees are just wonderful in general. But we are the only place that you can legally swim with them.
Okay,
and that's a big difference.
Let's back up a bit.
Yes.
For our listeners who speak English as a second language, for our listeners who have not been paying attention to all things zoological, explain what a manatee is.
All right. A manatee is a mammal. They're incredibly docile. They're 1,500 pounds at some of the larger ones.
Oh, good grief.
If you've seen the Geico commercial where the three things float up, the T-shirts that says, "I'm with you, I'm with bro," or "come at me, bro," those are manatees. And
was that done digitally, or somebody dress them up?
Oh, I'm sure there's some really bright people that that created that, because I don't know that the manatees are
would put up with putting on a T-shirt.
Yeah, I don't know how trainable they are, like dolphins or things like that. I think that was probably some Hollywood special effects. they're just so wonderful, because and they're just really unique, because They don't really have any predators. Man is the thing that's probably the most dangerous.
Propellers on boats,
right.
Are their biggest enemy.
So you would think they should be scared of
us. Because they're slow moving.
Yeah, they
can't get out of their own way fast enough.
When they want to, they can exert some effort and go. But you're right, for the most part, they're just sort of cruising along, and I think that's what makes them so lovable. It's just they're just kind of like floating along. I've seen those memes where they show a manatee and it says I eat 1,200 pounds or 1,200 pounds and eat salad all day. It's a talk about diets, because they are a vegetarian, and we have a plentiful supply of what they like to eat.
And they don't even put dressing on it.
Nope, they're just right off the shelf.
But they really, when you look at them, they're somewhere like a cross between a sea lion and an elephant.
Right. I would say on the scale of animals, the closest thing is an elephant. So if you can, they have a flippers and a long tail. And if you see if you ever see an X-ray of one of their flippers, you see that there looks what could have been toes at one point.
Wow. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break and come back and find out more about the manatees and why you would come here to interact with that. Don't leave me, Stephanie Abrams.
Those passengers to heaven. A great big wave came across me all the time. And as I sang, and I hollered, "Let someone save me." That's the moment I woke up. And I said to myself, "Sit down, sit down, run the boat,
sit down."
Said to myself, "Sit down, sit down, run the boat." I'm the devil who drag you under. Sit down, you're on.
sit down, sit down, sit down, you're rocking the boat. Sit down, you're rocking, sit down, you're rocking the boat. Sit down.
Movie show travel itineraries with dots on maps. I want to do better than that and take you traveling by TV. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Join me on Sundays on my new show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Plan to sit right beside me. We'll explore travel for fun, business, reunions, weddings, honeymoons, families, and sports adventures, reaching homes in Boston, New York City, Miami, Orlando, Tampa, Dallas, Houston, Nashville, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and more cities across America. Our affiliate TV stations are listed at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog. And at biztv.com. Let's take off traveling together when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays.
Want more business content? You need BizVod, the place for business videos on demand. With BizVod, you can watch the business videos you want to watch when you want to watch. Search for topics that interest you. Available on Roku and Web TV, and soon on Amazon Fire, Apple TV, iOS, and Android. With BizVod, you don't have to wait for business content. You are in control with hundreds of business shows and clips available on demand. Log on to BizVod today and use promo code RADIO for your first month free. That's right, for a limited time, your first month is free with no obligation. You can cancel anytime. Membership to BizVod is only $49.95 for the year. That's less than $5 a month. Again, the promo code for your first 30 days free is RADIO. BizVod, the place for business videos on demand. Log on to BizVod.com and join today.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home. For less than a dollar a day. For real. With no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-915-8941.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, Call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk.
Online
at biztalkradio.com.
Rock the boat, don't rock the boat.
Time for more travel talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am so pleased to be in the presence of John Pritcher. He is director for tourist development for Citrus County, and they couldn't have picked a more competent, better prepared person to do this job, John. So, I mean, you have a marvelous background and 2 decades of up to your neck in travel and tourism. Every now and then I hear about somebody who's put in a position, well, not just in travel, but in other places too, where they haven't got a clue. You know, they come in as a blank slate, and while, you know, sometimes it's very nice to bring somebody in from another industry that maybe has some creative vision and whatever and sees things other people aren't predisposed to seeing. That doesn't work so well when you're talking about the top job in a touristic segment, especially in the development of tourism for a destination. And I have to tell you, before I arrived here, I had never heard of Citrus County. And so we got, you know, we got a big slate that we've got to cover. There are counties I know the names of. I know Broward County. I know Dade County. I know Pinellas County. These are counties I have heard from or heard about. But you've got a bit of a job to make Citrus County a household word. And of all the counties, you've got the best name.
Yes, yeah, it's definitely synonymous with Florida.
No kidding. I mean, you know, if you've not, what's the first thing you think of outside of tourism? It's going to be an orange.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it would be a little bit better if we could, if we had been able to switch with one of our counties to the south, because they are Manatee County. That would have been ideal. And there have been a couple of times we've done April Fool's kind of campaigns where we switch Citrus and Manatee, but no. I think that you brought up the point of not knowing about us. Well, the brand for the area is based around Crystal River. It's Discover Crystal River. And when you do your search on the internet and things like that, that's because travelers, they really don't know counties, as you were talking about. They don't see the line. Their interest, as we found through all our, just my time in industry and all the research, is it's based on activities. I want to do this. Where is it? Where can I do that? And because the county line means really zero to a visitor. It's important to our locals, but as it comes to visitors, it doesn't matter. They're based on experiences of what, you know, I want to eat this. I saw this on television. I want to go there. And so while it is a bit of a challenge, I mean, the mouse is not far away, and we're not really a beach, even though we have access to the Gulf of Mexico. But we have so much to talk about that it's a fun challenge to try to expose as many people to our message and show them all the great things that we have. So it is a
well. Let's start with that.
Okay.
So I mean, clearly, people, if you're unfamiliar with the Manatee, start your research now, and that alone is a real driver. And clearly, as John has shared with us in the last segment, the number one attraction in the minds of many travelers who come here in order to see the manatees.
Absolutely.
In droves.
Yeah, absolutely. And
not in a zoo.
No.
This is not like going to the seal fountain pool.
No.
That's in the middle of the zoo's grounds and you gravitate over there if you pay your admission at the door.
Right, it's not Gatorland over in Orlando where they're captive. No, these are, they come and go. I mean, they're visitors just like our human visitors. They come spend the winter with us. That's the,
like so many people.
Right, so like so many like so many of our visitors, they're only here for the colder months. But it's the colder months are when they're most plentiful. We have them year round. But middle of November to middle of March is our peak time, where we have more of them than anywhere else, definitely in Florida. And it's the chance to, it really is a bucket list item to swim with them. I think that's, I did it as soon as I took the job, and it's really an amazing experience. Our local guides and the captains that take you out to see them, it's such a heartwarming experience. And the weird thing is, the manatees don't even register on their radar when we're swimming around them. We had a little circle, and a manatee just popped up for air right in the middle of our group, and then just went about its business. We just don't even register for them. And so I think that's also something that makes it interesting. They're really curious. So if you're in the water with them, there's a great chance of having an interaction with them, because like they don't care about us, but they wonder what we are. They're floating with them.
When you say have an interaction, mm-hmm. describe how that would feel and look.
So, well, the manatees are very protected. So there's the way that the humans get to interact with them is very limited. On the other side, there is no limitation for the manatee interacting with us. And so they do that. They'll come up and they'll rub against you, or they may try to put their nose to your mask as you're snorkeling with them. But that's the kind of interaction. And then just to watch them move, like we talked about earlier, a 1,500-pound animal, but in the water they're really graceful. And some of them will roll over, like looking for like a belly rub and things like that. And but the interactions, and we have all our guides have proper videos that you have to watch before you even get to your wetsuit, before you can get in the water with them, that describes all the interaction, because they are protected, and it's important that we follow the rules so that everybody has the best experience, humans and manatees alike.
Wow. Okay. So we did the manatee thing.
Yes.
And we can do it by going out in a boat.
The best plan is to charter a trip, a snorkel trip with a local guide company, because they provide you the wetsuit, because the water is spring fed. So for folks in colder climates, it's not a big deal. Us Floridians, it's a big deal. So we want the wetsuit. It's 72 degrees Fahrenheit all the time. And that's why they come here on the winter to warm up.
Right.
And so you have the wetsuit, and it's all provided. And the captains and the guides, they know what to look for. They drop you right in the water with them, so that as the participants, you have the best experience. You see the manatees. You get to do them where you may or may not see them if you were to rent a kayak and go out on your own.
Mm.
So it's just such a better experience, and it's so family friendly.
Do they come in close to the shore?
Yes, they're in the bay. Where Kings Bay is one of our areas. But the main things, in the wintertime, they gravitate towards the springs, because the water, like we talked about a second ago, the water temperature is constant. Right. And so they go into the bay to feed when it warms up a little bit. But they're around kind of all over the place. Some of the shallower areas that are neighborhoods that have canals, they'll be in that water too, because with being it shallower, it's a little warmer. That's where we found them the time I went. We were in a more like kind of swimming under docks and following them along as they were cruising about, not worrying about us.
What fun.
It was great.
For someone who knows nothing about Citrus County,
mm-hmm.
what are the top attractions after the manatees?
After the manatees. Well, we talked about the springs, so paddling and kayaking, stand-up paddle boards, those are always available for us. The majority of the water is really clear. It gets a little bit darker as you head out towards the ocean, but in the rivers and the springs, it's crystal clear water, and you have those kind of opportunities. Boating, tooling about, like a lot of pontoon boats. Pontoon boats are very plentiful here. Fishing, both in the rivers and offshore, our water is relatively shallow for a long way, which makes it a little different on some of the species that you can catch, and it changes the experience a little bit. You don't have to go, you're not in hundreds of feet of water. And then summertime, the biggest thing, you have a chance to catch the bay scallops, and it's really fun. It's really easy.
Have you ever done it?
Yes, I have, and it's.
Something you could do with children? Or?
Absolutely, because like we just talked about how shallow our water is. It's 4 or 5 feet deep. You can have a snorkel or a mask, either way. But the scallops, it's almost like picking up shells. They're just, for the most part, they're just laying there, and you can just grab them. Either sometimes you use a little net like you do when you for a fish tank,
right?
But you shove them in basically it looks like a mesh gym bag, it's nothing like lobstering. Lobstering's work. Like in some of the South Florida, I did that once, and I don't have to do that again.
Talking with John Pritchard, Director for Tourist Development for Citrus County. We'll be right back.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, Baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com. Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners, and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over 5 decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel, Rumors, from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
You love your car, and so does Car Checks. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and have been helping people avoid spending a fortune in costly car repair bills for almost 20 years. For about $2.50 a day, you get the peace of mind in knowing that your expensive repair bills may be covered by a vehicle protection plan. Think about if your air conditioner or the transmission goes out.
That could cost you a few thousand dollars. Or you can get protected with car checks and pay only a standard deductible. For about $2.50 a day, you can make sure you don't get stuck with the bill for covered repairs. Keep your car in tip-top shape. For a completely free quote, call Car Checks now at 800-958-5207. 800-958-5207. That's 800-958-5207. Or visit GetProtected.com. That's GetProtected.com.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Movie show travel itineraries with dots on maps. I want to do better than that and take you traveling by TV. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Join me on Sundays on my new show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Plan to sit right beside me. We'll explore travel for fun, business, reunions, weddings, honeymoons, families, and sports adventures, reaching homes in Boston, New York City, Miami, Orlando, Tampa, Dallas, Houston, Nashville, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and more cities across America. Our affiliate TV stations are listed at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog. And at biztv.com. Let's take off traveling together when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays. Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners, and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open 7 days a week at 11:30 a.m., open until midnight Sunday through Thursday, and till 1 a.m. Friday and Saturday. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel, Rumors, from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on deals and look for See New York and save 15%.
Time for more travel talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, I'm doing my best to become an expert on Citrus County, Florida. I am here for the first time ever, but I'm going to tell you it's not going to be the last time. It is a delightful place, very nature-based, and so much to do outdoorsy, and particularly things associated with the water. And if you're just joining us now, probably the biggest attraction related to the water is the manatees who are here. So you might want to check that out. Let's talk, John Pritchard, Director for Tourist Development and in Citrus County. Aside from
clearly all the fishing and boating and swimming and snorkeling and kayaking and stand-up paddle boarding, which has become a very fashionable thing to do. Are there other things we should know about?
Absolutely. So we've talked so much about the water, which happens. The manatees are in Homosassa and Crystal River, which are, you know, very close sister areas. So the other part of the county is the eastern part where the city of Inverness is, which one of the key things there is it's a state rail trail. It's old railroad track turned into a paved for walking, running, cycling, and the main thing is bicycling. It's 46 miles if you were going to go from end to end. It runs pretty much the length of the county, and it drops you off easily into downtown Inverness, which is just a really cute little downtown. Restaurants, they have the Valerie Theater, which shows classic movies, and they'll have performances. Last year the kids were here for New Year's, and I wanted to take them. The show they were playing was Blazing Saddles.
Oh my
gosh! Which is one of my favorite movies.
Ah, yes.
And I wanted to show
the,
yes, but it's a small town, and it's small town done right is their slogan, and bicycling is their main hook, and it's a cute little downtown. There's shops, like I said, there's restaurants, there's a great place for ice cream called the Ice Cream Doctor. I think if you're wanting to experience something that's really us, I think it's those, that thing, and just the amount of fresh seafood you can get here, as you can imagine, being on the Gulf Coast. You can eat until you can't move of all the it's some really fresh, Gulf seafood, which it's just something that it's not available everywhere. I mean, you can get fish, but literally this probably came in the morning at many of our restaurants, and I think that's one of the things I really like about here.
Are there events that take place in Citrus County?
Yeah, we have some signature events. Around Martin Luther King weekend, generally, is the Manatee Festival that happens in downtown Crystal River.
How do you celebrate a manatee festival?
The live music, beer trucks, lots of food, and 2 days.
Are the manatees invited for a pint?
We would encourage them to come by, but like we talked about earlier, we walk a thin line between protecting them and inviting them to everything. So March we have a strawberry festival, which happens in Floral City, which is at the very southern end of the county. We talked about Inverness.
Are the strawberries grown here, or they're brought in from somewhere?
They're Florida strawberries. They're local. March is a big time for strawberries in the state. Plant City gets most of the recognition about strawberries, but we have them here as well, they are fresh, and they're not bringing them in from out of state or out of country. The other one is, we talked about Inverness a minute ago, around Halloween every year they have the Cooter Festival, which is a celebration of turtles. And so,
what's it called?
It's the affectionate term for local term for the water turtles in the lakes are cooters.
How do you spell that?
C-O-O-T-E-R.
Oh, cooters.
Yes, and so when you look that up, you'll see a Daily Show did a video that kind of was questioning it, and if you're familiar with the Daily Show, it's a comedy group, and so.
Yeah. is there a website where we can find other festivals, activities, events, things going on?
Our event calendar has that at discovercrystalriverfl.com.
Discovercrystalriverfl.com. If you're driving, go to sabrams.com or travelers411.com, and you'll find the link straight through to everything. We've run out of time this hour. 2 more hours to go. We're going golfing. Stay with me. We're flying high.
Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.